King Xerxes could not sleep. As was his custom, he summoned a scribe to read aloud from the scrolls that contained the history of his reign. Such reading often soothed the king to slumber.
Yes, read, read. What say the chronicles of Queen Esther?
In the third year of the reign of King Xerxes, the king sought a new queen among the women of his kingdom. Royal favor fell upon a young maid, Esther by name, and she was crowned Queen of Queens.
Well, go on. Read on.
One Mordecai, the Israelite, who sat at the palace gate, did discover and report the plot of two servants who sought to lay hands upon the king. Mm-hmm. When an inquisition was made of the matter, royal justice was swift, and the two traitors were hung on a tree.
What honor and dignity has been awarded this Mordecai?
Well, there is no record, Your Majesty.
No record? That's strange.
Now Haman was come to the outer court of the king's chambers to ask permission to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. Haman, your chief advisor, seeks audience, Your Majesty.
Yes, let him enter. Let him enter. Well, Haman, your day has an early beginning.
I was passing the royal apartments. A servant informed me Your Majesty was awake.
Yes.
There is a personal matter I would discuss with the king. The night brought me little sleep because of it.
Yes, what strange malady possesses us. I, too, found no rest. Yes, I've been reviewing the chronicles. Haman, what shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor?
To whom would the king delight to do honor more than myself?
Let this man be dressed in the king's own robes and place the royal crown upon his head. Then mount him upon your majesty's favorite stallion. And to ensure this position, one of the king's most noble princes might lead him through the streets of the city, proclaiming for all to hear. Thus is it done unto the man whom the king delights to honor.
Oh, yes, yes. Excellent, Haman, excellent. Take my robes,
yes,
crown, and stallion, according to your plan, and grant this honor to one called Mordecai. You will find him near the palace gate. Lead him through the city. I shall sleep now. What was this personal matter that keeps you from sleep?
Another time, Your Majesty. Another time.
The procession made a strange spectacle moving slowly through the city streets, past row after row of faces, struck dumb by the sight of old Mordecai perched on the prancing stallion, wrapped in the royal robes.
Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor.
Is it really Mordecai?
Why, of course, even under those heavy robes, it is Mordecai.
How could it be?
Who will believe we saw such a sight?
Haman believes it and doesn't like it. Just look at his face.
Yes.
Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor.
This day Haman will always remember.
His painful task finished, Haman rushed home, intending to hide. But he had scarcely reached his doorstep when a messenger from the palace arrived to escort him to the queen's second banquet. At first, Haman found it hard to feel a joy he expected such an important occasion to bring. But an hour in the glittering banquet hall dimmed the humiliating memory of the morning.
Your Majesties have heaped honors upon my head. To sit at banquet for a second time with the king and queen fulfills my utmost dream. I could taste death at this moment and be supremely happy.
Oh, now my patience is at an end. What is your petition, Queen Esther? Ask it, and it shall be granted.
If I have found favor in the king's sight, and if it would please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request.
What?
For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish.
Your people, Esther? I don't understand.
If we had been sold into bitter bondage, I would hold my tongue. But we were sold not by any offense against the kingdom, but only to feed the pride and revenge of one man. In your name he has sent a decree to exterminate all Israelites in Persia. If Israelite blood must flow, let mine be the first to stain the streets of Shushan.
You are an Israelite, Esther?
Yes, I am.
Well, who is he and where is he that would presume to destroy my queen and her people?
The enemy who thirsts for Israelite blood sits at this very table.
Oh, mercy, my queen, mercy. I did not know that you were an Israelite. Oh, please, please, spare me. Spare me.
Let go my arm, Haman.
How dare you touch the queen before me in her chambers? Seize him!
No, no, I served you well. I didn't know she was an Israelite. I meant no harm to the queen.
Take him away!
No!
Hang him! Immediately!
Thus Haman's scheme to exterminate all Israelites in Persia came to naught, and he was hanged on the very gallows that he had built for Mordecai. And King Xerxes appointed Mordecai to serve as his chief advisor in Haman's place. The Israelites continued to live in peace with their neighbors throughout the Persian Empire, thanks to the courage of Esther, who defied death and went before the king to plead with him for the life of her people.